good early, early morning, everybody, here on Fox Sports On The Road. I'm your host, Michael Cohen, and we have a big, big show for you this morning. A lot to talk about and two great guests coming up right now. We're going to get right into it. Our first guest is the head coach of Rutgers Field Hockey. That's Meredith Savico. She's going to join us to talk about the trip that her team took just this past June, just a couple weeks ago, when they visited the Netherlands and Belgium to take on the junior national teams for both nations in a trip that was an eye-opening trip for her players. And she's going to talk about that and the impact on her team as they get ready to open the season in about a month, as they begin on August 25th against UC Davis. So Meredith is going to join us in just a few moments. Then we are going to bring in, speaking of fall sports, football season's just around the corner, and we're going to have from The Athletic, Jets beat writer Zach Rosenblatt. Of course, Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets getting things going in training camp as they have begun a little bit early because they're going to take part in the Hall of Fame game. He is going to join us in the second part of this show today. So buckle up. Let's get ready to go. And we're very happy to welcome aboard the field hockey coach for Rutgers, and that is Meredith Savico. Meredith, how are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Awesome. It's great to have you aboard. Your team had really a phenomenal trip this just earlier this summer as they went to both the Netherlands and Belgium. My first question to you is obvious. What was that like for you? How did this opportunity come about?
It was incredible. We were really fortunate to have, a very generous donor and, some of our alumni help us to fundraise to take the team overseas. We were able to bring our incoming freshmen as well. So that was really special and experience hockey in the Netherlands, which is truly unique. Everybody in the Netherlands plays field hockey, men, women, very young children. They start very early over there. And I think for our team to be able to see that and experience that was really incredible. We've got players also from the Netherlands. So that was really cool for them to be able to share their home country and culture with everybody. So it was just a once in a lifetime opportunity and incredible experience that I think is really going to set up this group, coming into the season.
Now, I understand you have four players who are from the Netherlands. What was that experience like for them? I mean, did they share some of their own experiences having been there, having lived there with the team? And what was that like for them when they went over?
Yeah, I think it was special. They've come overseas to play, NCAA hockey in the U.S., which is very unique. So I think for them being able to show the team what it's like in the Netherlands, the club system in Europe is very different than in the U.S. I think it's very unique and very special. So we were able to, visit some of the clubs where our players have, trained and competed. And we were also able to see their families and spend time with their families overseas, where we don't get to do that over here as much. So I think for them, it was really special. They were also really excited to share, their food and their culture and, all of those things that you don't really think about with our team. And I know that our players, our U.S. players or maybe our players from other countries just left loving it and just having such an appreciation for, not only the field hockey, but the culture.
Mm-hmm. What was that challenge like for your club to face some of those teams? And you're facing, some of the best competition internationally. What was that like for those couple weeks?
It was great. I mean, we were very fortunate to have a great competition kind of set up for us. Our assistant coach had some connections as well overseas, which helped facilitate those matches. So we were able to play Victoria, which is a club, really good level. It was their U18 girls. So that was a good first match for us, really competitive. Our second match, we were able to face the Dutch U16. Ladies who were preparing for the European Championships. So they won. So that was pretty cool. They just won the European. So our match against them was a selection and test match going into that competition. So we got their very best, which was incredible. And it was a great game for us. And we played all of our players, our new players, got in and everybody had an experience and was able to be on the field, which was great. And then we played the Belgian U18s. which was another incredible match, great competition. So I think it really prepared us for the season. We wanted great competition over there and potential recruiting opportunity as well. So you never know. So that was just really high level, incredible hockey that we were able to play.
Is this unique for the Big Ten or have a team from the Big Ten to do this kind of trip? I mean, is this something that you've heard other teams think about doing?
I mean, it's something that the NCAA allows you to do every 4 years. I think it was something that we had actually planned to do before COVID. And then sadly, COVID kind of put a stop to the trip. We postponed it one more year to make sure, you know, everything was going to be okay. But I haven't heard of a lot of teams doing this in the Big Ten. So I think that was just a really big advantage for us, you know, to be able to do this, have our new players come in and be with us. We're able to train also leading up to the tour. So we were able to get the team back on campus together for about a week and a half to prep and train together before we left. So all those things, I think, just bringing the players in, establishing that team culture and that camaraderie and the hockey already in June, I think has been such an advantage for us.
That is huge. And I'll ask you a couple of questions about that in a second, about how it impacts the season coming up. But you mentioned just the cultural impact, you know, going over to Europe and sightseeing and experiencing things that a lot of your students have not experienced before, you know, going visiting Anne Frank's house. What was that like for them?
I mean, there were so many parts of our trip that, you know, you're having these experiences and you're just like, wow. You know, I think it's visiting the Anne Frank house, I think, was one of those. I mean, it's just profound. You know, it's there aren't even words. I think you go in there and you walk through and you're listening. My 7-year-old son was actually with us as well. And he went through the whole tour and he had the headset on and it was just, you know, and I'm watching him like getting kind of emotional, like this is, you know, it's just so much bigger than sport, this experience we're having. We were able to, you know, be on boats and tour Delft together. And, you know, some of our players were driving our staff and our team around, which was so cool. We were able to take the entire team and the staff to a pro league game. Mm-hmm. So we were able to watch the Dutch men play the New Zealand men to a sold out crowd, you know, thousands of people, you know, you're not watching men's hockey. And then the women played after. So for our team and our players and our staff to have that experience and to see what hockey's like in the rest of the world was just so cool. So we learned how to make Stroop waffles. So there were so many little things that we did together that were just incredible that we'll remember for the rest of our lives. So yeah, really, we're very lucky.
It's such an incredible trip to get that opportunity to go to Europe. I mean, obviously students have the opportunity to do that as a semester or, you know, to study abroad. To kind of give that taste for the students, maybe it's something they'll consider down the road, but to do that in the facet of competing and sharing that with your teammates, that's incredible, a really incredible moment.
Yes, definitely. And you could see the impact. Like the last night of the trip, we had a meal together, everybody together. And the players were just so grateful, genuinely. Some of them, I think, very changed by the experience in a great way. Like just some of them had never even had a passport before. You know, they'd never been out of the country. So to see them have this experience with us and with their family. I mean, Rutgers Field Hockey is such a family. And it was just so special to see that, you know, and see their faces and hear what they had to say at the end of the trip. They were just so grateful and had such a great time. So very cool.
That is very cool. Now, looking forward here to the fall season, and I think that trip really does help your team out because you open the season with 7 straight games on the road, 3 games in California. It's not going to be not an easy start to the season. How are you going to use that to kind of help your team along here as you start the season?
Yeah, I actually think it was great preparation, and we talked a lot about that as a staff and as a team. You know, we flew in, we flew overnight, we got in, we stayed awake, we trained. You know, we had a lot of we had our nutritionist really prep the team prior to leaving with, you know, what we were eating, what we were drinking. recovery before we even, you know, got on the plane to go. So I think it was just a really good prep for going to California. So yeah, we opened in California with UC Davis, Stanford, and Cal. The Big Ten has incorporated those teams into our schedule, you know, to really help save California on the West Coast, save field hockey on the West Coast and in California. So we head out there, and Maryland heads out there with us as well. So mm-hmm. I think it'll be a great prep. You know, the international trip was great prep for us going out there. So it's exciting. You know, we it's nice to sometimes be on the road and you get away and you're together. And I think we had that on this trip, you know, the bonding, staying in hotels, traveling, being on buses and trains. And so I think we are prepared from this trip, which will be exciting.
Absolutely. Talk about your three captains.
I think the three of them are just, they've really set themselves, you know, apart when it comes to the leadership qualities they possess. You know, not only are they very talented athletes, they're incredible students, they're incredible people. They're the three of them are really, I think, represent the Rutgers student athlete so well. You know, they're complete student athletes and they do everything the best they can on the field and off the field, and their team and their coaches respect them so much. So I'm really excited for those three. You know, Guy and Soph captained the squad last year, but Marique has really stepped up and earned that position in the spring. So she just brings a level of maturity and I think experience on the field, which I think is really going to make a positive impact. So they're a great group, and I'm excited for, you know, the whole team to get together and be together on campus very soon.
Eight wins last year. You started off in very strong 6-3. A lot of close games, especially in the Big Ten. And, you know, the Big Ten's an incredible conference in every sport. Field hockey is included in that. Where or how can your team improve this year in the Big Ten? Turn some of a couple of those losses into wins this year.
You know, I think last year was such an interesting year. We lost 12 players to graduation and to COVID. So it was a really, it was a brand new team. Brand new team, not a ton of experience competing in the toughest conference in the country. We also scheduled, you know, we played a top seven schedule in the country. And that's always been my mentality as a head coach. Like, you know, I could play an easy schedule and we can get wins, but we could play a tough schedule and test ourselves and be ready. We want to win at the highest level. So we want to really compete. And, you know, last year, some of those results weren't what we wanted. But I think the team learned and grew a lot playing that schedule. I think with the players returning and the ones coming in, it's going to be a really exciting season. I think we have a little bit of everything. We've got some maturity in the players returning and experience. We have some fun new faces and some youth, I think, that are really going to come in and impact the team. We've got some transfers coming into our program, both domestic and international, who are outstanding players, outstanding people, and I think have already impacted the program. So I'm really excited about this group and what they can do.
Now, that was just going to lead right into my next question about what, you know, the makeup of the team going into this season. I could tell from what you just described, you're really excited about the core that you have going into this upcoming year.
Yes, really excited. I think the returners that we have, they're a very driven group. You know, the seniors and the juniors, they're a group that want to win, you know, and they're about the team and they're about the culture, and that means a lot to them. And I think they're so welcoming and excited about the new players coming in. You know, on the tour, we had, you know, two of our freshmen, Olivia Fraticelli and Abby Zaccani playing, and just the new the older players being so excited about their potential, and you know, they're already fitting in and they are seeing how they can contribute on the field. So I think that's really special. You know, and the new players coming in, I think, are really talented. The two I just mentioned, and then we've got a transfer from a Jersey native, Ava Sakevich, who I just love how she plays and competes. She's so competitive. I think she's going to really impact. Jules Kopech, who's another Jersey native, came from Temple, an incredible athlete. Olivia Beattie, who's a true freshman. She's from Northern Ireland. played with Katie Larmor, played club with her. So Rutgers connection, amazing person. And Polly Nicholas, who, you know, she has caps with the German women's team. She's played with the German under 21s. She's played with Mannheim, who's a top club in Germany, playing in the highest league. So she's got so much experience and she's just such a mature player. She was with us on the tour, but wasn't eligible for competition yet. So she'll be eligible probably in a week or so. We're working on that, but just some of the transfer, you know, things you have to do when you're transferring. So the group that's coming in, I think is just going to add to the core that's returning.
That's phenomenal. It sounds like it's going to be a really, really good season upcoming here for Rutgers field hockey. And it all starts. It's hard to believe it's almost August.
Really,
summer goes by really fast. I mean, not even four weeks, you'll be playing Temple in a preseason game in Syracuse, and bam, it's right August 25th, and the season starts at UC Davis.
Yes, it's upon us. And I was just on the phone with our director of ops. We were going through flights and itineraries, so we're really excited. And we're running a lot of camps at Rutgers, so a lot of the players have been around and have been on campus and coaching camp, which has been so nice. It's right around the corner, which is exciting.
Meredith, again, thank you so much for joining me here on Fox on the Road. I wish your team the best of luck, and we'll be following you guys throughout the season.
Thank you so much, and go Knights.
And again, we want to thank Meredith Savico for joining us here on Fox Sports on the Road. We're going to take a quick break. We're back after this.